I have to share with you something that we did in our conversation is when all the panelists were talking on the phone before this, I asked them a question, and the questions were, what is so important to your community that you really need something like an overarching or more coordinating body that could help you do it? And then the second question is, what is so important that you'd be willing to spend your own time on? So I think we got a taste of that from Phil. I'm eager to talk to him more about that. Kelvin?
Thanks, Fran. I actually didn't prepare any slides. I just want to make a few comments, and I think Philip did a terrific job. I took a slightly different view of the charge here. It says, near-term scientific impacts of the DWF. So I asked myself, so number one, is there something standing in the way of scientific progress that the DWF, I mean specifically, that the DWF could really help deal with? And that is, in other words, could it remove obstacles to scientific progress? That's one thing. I think another sort of other extreme end of the spectrum is what kinds of problems might the DWF create that would prevent? I mean, because that is an impact. It's a negative impact, but it is an impact nevertheless. And so if you say everything is okay, but there may be no big obstacles, but we're certainly not progressing the way we want to be, then there are sort of things I think that the DWF could empower. So I don't believe that there are any major looming things that the DWF would cause in terms of major problems. So I came up with 5 points that I thought might be useful to help frame the part of the discussion this afternoon. I think number one is I think the DWF, in terms of its impact on science, can do something that's very important that fundamentally is what science is about, and that is to bring clarity out of uncertainty and complexity. As I sit in these kinds of meetings, there is so much stuff going on in the world and all these conversations, and we tend to hear lots of similar kinds of things, but so many groups are dealing with the data challenge. There's so much planning going on, so much thinking. And what's unique is really, and I'm an academic researcher and a vice president for research, so my purview is over all disciplines. And, you know, before, back in the days of high-performance computing, the NCSA in San Diego, when they were founded in 1985, you know, it was about really the fluid dynamicists and the cosmologists were doing high-performance computing, and that was about it. Engineers weren't even really in the game at that point. Now, pretty much everybody is doing HPC and some type of computing, and certainly data is everywhere. My classic scholars at OU are doing incredible things in digital humanities. So data is everywhere, and that means the conversation is huge, and it's happening in communities that never really typically talk to one another. So I think in terms of the impact on science, I think that, as Fran mentioned, the DWF as a facilitator, I think, is very key. And to Alan Blatecki's point, you know, we don't want to wait till we have nirvana and the problem is all solved and we go forward and we can just do it almost as a simple constructed system. But on the other hand, we can't also let 1,000 flowers bloom and let most of them die. And then all those flowers, none of them are talking to one another. There's no cross-pollination, the flowers or anything like that. Think of how researchers think of that same issue. As a faculty researcher, you might say, my God, there's so much going on, I can't even get my arms around it. All I want to just do is my research, and dadgummit, I can't do it because I'm dealing with all of these challenges. So there's got to be some happy middle ground there. So I think ultimately the impact on research is that the data web form will really allow, I think, people to move forward and be less reluctant to take risk. There's going to be a comfort, I think, that the data web form is going to create in the community that there is now communication happening among all of these groups. I think it's wonderful to have lots of groups doing a lot of things, just like it is a lot of researchers doing research in various disciplines, but they talk in their professional societies and so on. Here, I don't think there's quite that communication structure. I think the data web form can really play that quite well. I think also you're going to see universities willing to make investments, where now they're really not. They're a little bit reluctant because until the dust settles a little bit, it's not clear what direction, what investment is the right one to take. And certainly they are making investments. But I think there's a reluctance, a hesitancy on the part of institutions to really move forward boldly in supporting their faculty because nobody really knows what direction things are going to take. And the last thing you want are islands of faculty all across the institution doing their own thing, and all of a sudden there's no economy of scale at all. I think the Data Web Forum will help really bring clarity to that. The second point I'd like to make is that I think It will actually bring more time to faculty in doing research. That one of the things that we find in institutions and higher education in particular is faculty spend a lot of their time not doing research. And I think right now in terms of things like federated repositories and dealing with data management plans and all this sort of stuff and buying hardware and provisioning information and data to a community that is now not your own community, people are spending a lot of time on that. And at the end of the day, the question is, how far can we stretch researchers' time? Right now, we know that of the time faculty spend on research, 42% is spent on administrative activities. And that's very, very scary for faculty, and it certainly doesn't bode well for people who aspire to get into the academy. So I think it's a question, ultimately, of economies of scale. Can we achieve things at the institutional level in terms of resources for faculty, researchers, data repositories? Is it the provost? Is it the dean? Is it the VPR? Who pays? Who coordinates? Those are very, very important questions that we don't have answers to. A lot of good discussions going on, but I think the Data Web Forum can, again, kind of bring an organizational clarity to that and also help us really connect, as Fran said this morning, to sort of the Monday morning problem of promoting risk-taking in faculty in the sense of knowing that if they're working on a big data set, if they're working on some big project that doesn't have traditional credit in the academic system, that they are going to get credit for it. Faculty are very nervous right now. They're very risk-averse in that sense. They're not wanting to step forward and take a bold step in doing something if at the end of the day, especially if they're untenured, they don't think they're going to get credit for it. I think the Data Web Forum, again, can be an organizing group that it can take a lot of the conversation that's already happening. The provost and all these folks are in the conversation, but I think there's still this uncertainty that gives folks pause. So I think empowering researchers to spend more time on research is a very important positive impact of the Data Web Forum. Third thing I think it can do is empower interdisciplinary scholarship, where some of the really significant challenges of our time really lie. And, of course, I know personally working with social scientists that they think and they work very differently than I do as a physical scientist, and it took me a year or more to figure out how to have a conversation with them to where we weren't, you know, challenging each other's every other sentence, you know. But as I did that, I began to feel like, wow, this is fascinating. It's wonderful. I'm more invigorated than I ever have before. And so I think that's an important thing that the Data Web Forum can do. There is a danger in this, though, I think, that we ought to recognize, and that is that when you have data sets freely available for people who don't have a clue how to use them properly, there's some real potential for problems in the scholarly world. So the hope is, of course, that you'll have, say, social behavioral scientists, researchers working with physical scientists and engineers working together, not just using each other's data sets without really knowing about it, knowing how they work. I mean, there's an article came out today on the fact that some of the problems in Syria are related to climate change. Well, you can imagine people in political science and international relations taking climate data without really knowing how to interpret it and making some really horribly wrong conclusions. So I think this is wonderful, and it's empowerment, but I think also the Data Web Forum can say, you know what, there are some things we really need to think about here as we move forward with this whole interdisciplinary conversation. So I think the Data Web Forum, I think, could really force us to confront some of these issues head on. Fourth thing is that I think that it will help us, and this is kind of a restatement of what I said earlier, connect the kinds of policies and practices and standards and all those kinds of things with institutional policies at universities. Things like credit, that sort of thing. This conversation is clearly happening, but I think that's a very important connection point ultimately to the research. When you talk about scientific output, the scientists are driven by things that are going to allow them to receive credit for their work and recognition and funding. And if in some way, in an unpredictable or unanticipated way, all of what we're doing here is going to put up some roadblocks. We have to be thinking about that. So I think the Data Web Forum will provide a connectivity between institutions of research, and it's not just universities, and then these other policies and so on and so forth. Then finally, I reiterate something that was said just a moment ago by Philip, and that is the business models for sustainability. I think this is really important. He gave some beautiful ideas here of things like the app model, which I think is terrific. Ultimately, it's a shared responsibility, and it certainly matters for the progress of science, the scientific impacts of the Data Web Forum. If we don't get the business models right, the rest of it doesn't really matter, because then it's not sustainable. And we have all these flowers growing a little bit and getting hailed on or dying. Hail for me. I like hail, actually. But you know, maybe drought or whatever your favorite weather disaster is, you know. But I think, again, it's about how universities are going to be willing to invest, their role in the partnership versus private companies versus the federal government. You know, it's really got to be a partnership. Universities, with the way states are right now in the budgets, you know, not to even mention sequestration and so on. But states are really tight right now. Universities have less money from the states. They're going to be very, very conservative. So I think the Data Web Forum can help really bring this business model notion into existence. And I know Fran and her talks and other folks have talked about this a lot. I just think it's terribly important. It's not something faculty want to worry about much, but for them to achieve their success in research, the universities, I'm always saying universities, that's the perspective I bring, they're going to have the business model figured out and be pretty sure that it's going to work. So anyway, I hope those are useful thoughts for you, and I look forward to the discussion. Thank you.